That use, rather than reason, has power to introduce new things among us and to do away with the old. And he will often err who seeks to determine which are perfect. Therefore, being conscious of this and many other difficulties in the subject set before me to write of, I am constrained to offer some apology and to testify that this error, if error it may indeed be called, is common to us both, to the end that if I be blamed for it, the blame may be shared by you also. For your offence in setting me a task beyond my powers should not be deemed less than mine in having accepted it. So now let us make a beginning of our subject, and if possible, let us form such a courtier that any prince worthy to be served by him, although of but small estate, might still be called a very great lord. In these books we shall follow no fixed order or rule of distinct precepts, such as are usually employed in teaching anything whatever. But after the fashion of many ancient writers, we shall revive a pleasant memory and rehearse certain discussions that were held between men singularly competent in such matters. And although I had no part in them personally, being in England at the time they took place, yet having received them soon after my return from one who faithfully reported them to me, I will try to recall them as accurately as my memory will permit, so that you may know what was thought and believed on this subject by men who are worthy of highest praise, and to whose judgment implicit faith may be given in all things. Nor will it be amiss to tell the cause of these discussions, so that we may reach in orderly manner the end to which our discourse tends. On the slopes of the Apennines towards the Adriatic Sea, almost in the centre of Italy, there lies, as everyone knows, the little city of Urbino. Although amid mountains and less pleasing ones than perhaps some others that we see in many places, it has yet enjoyed such favour of heaven that the country round about is very fertile and rich in crops, so that besides the wholesomeness of the air, there is great abundance of everything needful for human life. But among the greatest blessings that can be attributed to it, this I believe to be the chief, that for a long time it has ever been ruled by the best of lords, although in the calamities of the universal wars of Italy it was for a season deprived of them. But without seeking further, we can give good proof of this by the glorious memory of Duke Federico, who in his day was the light of Italy. Nor is there lack of credible and abundant witnesses who are still living to his prudence, humanity, justice, liberality, unconquered courage, and to his military discipline, which is conspicuously attested by his numerous victories, his capture of impregnable places, the sudden swiftness of his expeditions, the frequency with which he put to flight large and formidable armies by means of a very small force, and by his loss of no single battle whatever, so that we may not unreasonably